12-year-old Nicholas Showman loves the game of football. His bedroom at his home along Elevator Road is adorned with memorabilia of his beloved Minnesota Vikings.
He fumbled the ball against the Broncos.
And Iowa Hawkeyes.
I remember the play when I was crying and I thought we were going to lose to Michigan State, and then they threw that touchdown at the end.
His eyes light up during game day weekends, and the seventh grader loves to talk shop with his dad, Steve, and just about anyone he knows.
We talk football a lot, talk about what Iowa's opponent is or what Pella's opponent is, how good are they, can we beat them, how will we beat them, just pretty much anything.
Showman even says he loves his Little Dutch football team and listens every week on KRLS. And while that passion for the gridiron is infectious, sadly for Showman, he won't get another chance to compete in the game he loves.
You go through all the whole range of emotions of, you know, you feel like you're on that roller coaster and your stomach is dropping. And I literally, you know, the visual I tell people, which isn't a real pretty visual, but I felt like I was going to throw up on my shoes just because your stomach just hits that bottom and the unknown is very scary and you don't know what to expect and you have zero control over what you're being told.
The Pella native was diagnosed with a form of muscular dystrophy as a young child. His mother, Rhonda, and the family began to notice some issues with Nick's development early on.
We were at my parents' farm outside of Sully, and we were walking around the yard, and Nick was running ahead of us. And my mom made some comment about, you know, he's just got some cute little wiggle when he runs, doesn't he? And she just made a comment thinking it was really cute. It kind of resonated with me. I thought, you know, she's right. He's kind of got a funny way of running. And then at daycare, when he was playing with the other kids, I would just kind of pay attention and notice that Nick was falling a little bit more than the other kids. He was tripping over shoelaces that most kids would just keep barreling right on through, kind of thing. And so I noticed something just wasn't quite right.
Rhonda then took Nick to the Pella Medical Clinic. And once a doctor saw Nick's wiggle, he referred the family to Dr. Catherine Matthews at the Children's Hospital in Iowa City.
Dr. John said, well, Nick, take a run down the hall. And so Nick did his little run and he said, well, Nick, get down on the floor and stand up, but don't use a chair, don't use a table, just stand up from the middle of the floor. And when Nick stood up, he put his hands on the ground like a toddler would to stand up. And Dr. John said, well, that's Gower sign. I didn't know what that was. It sounded foreign. I just knew it wasn't good. So then he explained to me that he thought it was muscular dystrophy and said that, you know, Dr. Matthews in Iowa City would be the doctor to get to and he would make a phone call.
She says Nick was able to walk on his own up until a surgery last year and now requires a motorized chair to move.
The first day we were in Iowa City, Dr. Matthews looked at us and said, your expectations need to change for your son. So initially, you don't really appreciate that being shared with you, but then you start realizing different expectations are fine.
Showman was selected to be one of the Iowa Hawkeyes' honorary kid captains this season through the University of Iowa Children's Hospital. And what was supposed to only be a special day at Kinnick Stadium turned into a week of celebration for Nick. His teachers and classmates at Pella Middle School got the party started early with festivities and special honors throughout the week.
Well, now I know that they have my back because they signed a big card for me.
Seventh grade biology teacher Susan Lyons spearheaded the organization of two parties, but she also added an important educational component as well.
Kids here are great. And the reality is that kids just need to know how to be compassionate and understand Nick, understand what he's going through, and understand what his life looks like today and tomorrow and into their futures, and how to support him and care for him. And it's just been a great week for everybody. Everybody's learned how to understand what he has and how they can be compassionate and serve him.
Joe Jansen, the younger brother of one of Nick's idols, Garrett, says his classmates learned a lot about Nick, which opened the eyes of many.
I think he likes it. I think he enjoys having the attention because I don't think everybody's really noticed him that much. Now that he's in his wheelchair, but now everyone knows about his disorder. And now everybody knows and now everybody can support him and reach out to him.
He says athletes at the middle school include Nick in activities. And despite some physical limitations, he's just one of the guys.
He's a really good kid, and he just enjoys being part of an activity, like especially playing football with the guys and just being on the basketball court, and he just has a big smile, and you would never know that he has something wrong with him right now because he's just so full of joy and excitement.
Jansen says, though, it's still hard to see his friend unable to compete and snap on a helmet and pads.
In second grade, I remember most, he was walking. So he was actually pretty active, and he liked being active and playing football with everybody. So I think it's been hard for him to just be not able to do those things that he normally does.
Rhonda says they've learned a lot from Nick and his courage, including the importance of family time.
There's things that Nick has taught us that I don't think if we weren't in this situation, we never would have known. You know, things like how important family time is, that a clean house doesn't matter. Spending time with your child, playing a game, playing some cards, that's what matters. And so he's taught us those things, and different expectations are scary, but they can be good. I mean, Nick's had some pretty amazing things happen to him since all of this has happened. Kid Captain, of course, is the current highlight, but there's a lot of other really good things that have come to Nick that kind of help outweigh the bad.
As for the big day itself, Nick was accompanied by his mother, Father Steve, Sister Maggie, and Dr. Matthews as he took in pregame warmups and watched undefeated Iowa's homecoming victory. And middle school teacher Nick Feinhart says the lessons learned throughout that week will resonate long past that special day at Kinnick Stadium.
We had a lot of big eyes, kids that had their eyes open for the first time, and some tears. I mean, kids were genuinely, they really didn't know it. And we challenged them to put themselves in Nick's shoes and just really take a day and imagine what life would be like. And it really hit home for a lot of them. And they didn't realize it even until a couple of years ago when he started to get in the wheelchair, and then they really didn't even know. And it was good. It was just good for them to be informed. And yeah, helps us all really, really work together better.
For KNIA KRLS Football, Friday nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.